time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Mighty name, we have prayed.
Ni oruko nla Jesu ni agbadura.
Father,
Baba,
I join my faith to the faith of your children.
Mo da igbagbo mi po mo ti awon omo yin.
And I hereby decree,
mo si wa pa lase ni,
that as they have prayed,
pe bi won se gbadura,
so shall it be in Jesus' name.
Da ni ko ri ni oruko Jesu.
Everything they have asked for, everything they have prophesied to themselves, so shall it be in Jesus' name. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Let's give the Lord a big hand. You must be willing. Number two, you must be obedient. He says, if you are willing and you are obedient, you will eat the good of the land. We have already discussed the willingness part of the condition. Now the next thing is to discuss the obedience part of these essential conditions. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 to 27. Matthew 7:24 to 27 reveals something very, very important to us. Jesus Christ said, anyone who hears my word and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who builds his house on the rock. And anyone who hears my words and will not do them, I will liken him to a foolish man who builds his house on sand. So what is the difference between the wise and the foolish? Both of them heard the word of God. One decided he would do what he had heard. The other one said, I have heard, but I won't do it. So, which of the two is the wise one? The one who hears and will do. And the foolish one is the one who heard and will not do. Seated here tonight,
ninu ijoko to wa ni ni asale yi
plus few of us who are standing
ati awon die nu wa ti anoro
before the end of this year
ki odun yi to pari
we begin to enjoy supernatural abundance. Because not only do we hear what all of us have heard, but that some of us will definitely do what we have heard.
Now,
what am I supposed to do so that this supernatural abundance will become mine? How am I to break through into divine supernatural abundance? Seven things only. Some of them you already know. Some or one or two might be new. Number 1. Luke 6:38. Says, give and you shall be given. So the first thing that I'm supposed to do is to give. But the addition to that, in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7, 2 Corinthians 9, verse
7,
is that I must do my giving cheerfully. If I don't give cheerfully, God says, I only love cheerful givers. That if you give to him grudgingly, he will prove to you that he's not a beggar. We all know what happens when we go to visit our friends or our children. If you enter into a house and the people shout it, and they rejoice, they welcome you. If they give you ordinary water to drink, it will be so pleasant. I mean, if they have nothing to give, even other than just a handshake, you will still be delighted. But if you come from my father's house and you go and visit somebody and they look at you,
does it work
as if who asked you to come? What was this fellow doing here? If after that they offered you honey, if you are from my father's house, you are not going to eat it. Is anybody like that here too? If the reaction of the people show that you are not welcome, whatever they want to give, you will also tell them, listen, in my own house, I have food there. The elders have a saying, it is out of sheer fellowship that you share a call with your friend. I know how to love this. They didn't learn any proverb at school, so when did you load to taba or shaking it? You have a rough idea. In other words, everyone could feed himself. It is out of sheer pleasure of fellowship that I want to share your food. The Almighty God is the owner of all the wealth in the world. If you don't give to him cheerfully, with ecstasy, with joy, he is going to say, keep your money. So I want you to please, from now on,
that
any time you have an opportunity to give, let God know you are happy to do it. If you are not happy to do it, that day, don't give. Because there's no need to waste your money. Oh, I can tell you the truth. I've gone to places before where I refuse to give an offering. Because my spirit just didn't agree. I wasn't going to give happily. So I kept the money in my pocket. Rather than give when I know I'm unhappy to give, I rather give it to a beggar. So if you don't feel happy to give at any time, then don't give to God. But if you decide to give to God, do it how? I can't hear you.
Oh.
Each time you want to give to God, shout. Rejoice. Let him know you are happy to do it. The first time I saw this one demonstrated, it was in a church far away from here. The man taking the offering just stood and said, it is offering time. That's all he said. And everybody began to jump and to dance and to rejoice. You know me, I always do research. What's wrong with these people? Why are they so happy? And then they have discovered this secret. And when I got out of the church, and I look at the parking lot, I know these people have discovered the secret. If there's somebody here tonight who will from now on give cheerfully, let me hear you shout hallelujah. Number two, you know already, and it's in Galatians chapter 6 verse 7. It says, whatsoever a man sows, that shall he reap. Anything you want, you sow it. If you want money, sow money. If you want clothes, sow clothes. Believe me honestly, if you want cars, sow cars. You want houses, sow a house. But another thing that you need to add to that, and by the way, when we are talking about sowing, maybe I need to explain this one. There's a time when you say, God, I give. Maybe during Thanksgiving, just, I just want to give you this. I just want you to know I love you and I want to give you. The response of God to that one is 100-fold returns. But when you are sowing,
ṣùgbọ́n nígbà tá a bá kúrú bì.
You are asking for a specific harvest.
Ṣé ni à ń béèrè fún ìkórè ní pàtó?
When you want something in particular and you sow for that particular thing.
Nígbà tá a bá fẹ́ nkankan ní pàtàkì tí a sì kúrú bì fún nkan yìí.
I've told you the story before.
A ti sọ ìtàn yìí fún yín rí.
We were trying to roof one of the old auditorium over there.
A fẹ́ kọ ìtàn nínú àwọn abala ti gbọ̀ngàn wa kan ní òkè lọ́hùn.
I needed 17,000 naira.
A sì nílò 17,000 naira.
At a time when the naira was almost equal to the pound.
Ní àkókò tó jẹ́ wípé náírà àti pọ́ùn fẹ́ jẹ́ bákan náà.
That was a lot of money for me at that time.
Ní àkókò yìí, owó púpọ̀ gan ni eléyìí.
And all I had was 1,000 naira.
Ó jẹ́ àsì ní lọ́wọ́ jẹ́ 1,000 naira.
While I was still praying, God, where will I get this money?
Nígbà tá a sì ń gbàdúrà pé Olúwa, ibo la ti máa rówó yìí?
A pastor came.
Olùṣọ́àgùtàn wa.
One of my pastors.
Ọ̀kan ní àwọn olùṣọ́àgùtàn wa.
He was trying to roof the dormitory for his area.
Ṣé ni ó fẹ́ ka ilé ìgbàlejò sí fún ti agbègbè rẹ̀?
He needed 1,000 naira.
Ó nílò 1,000 naira.
He came to me and said, Daddy, please give me 1,000 naira.
Ó wá bá àwọn bàbá wa pé ẹ jọ̀wọ́ fún mi ní 1,000 naira.
I said, if you don't leave my office.
Ó wá sọ pé tí kí n tó lajú tó sọ pé o ti jáde kó nu ọ́fíìsì.
I'm looking for 17,000.
Pé èmi ń wá 17,000.
You were looking for one.
Ìwọ́n wá 1,000.
And you come to, if you don't get out of my office.
O sì láyà láti wá bá kí n tó lajú mi, o ti jáde.
And as he was leaving.
Yẹ bó ṣe ń jáde lọ.
As he got to the door.
Bó ṣe dẹ́nu ọ̀nà.
God spoke to me and said.
Olúwa bá mi sọ̀rọ̀ sọ wípé.
Give him.
Kí fún.
Ah, Lord.
Wá ní Olúwa.
I'm looking for 16.
Mo ní 16 lókù tí mò ń wà.
You want me to let go the only one I have so I can go back to -17?
Ẹ fẹ́ kí n fẹyẹ kan ṣoṣo tó wà lọ́wọ́ mi sílẹ̀ kí n padà sí kí n bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí wá 17.
He said, how are you going to get 17 if you don't sow?
Ọlọ́run wa sọ wípé báàlẹ̀ ti fẹ́ ní 17 tí ẹ bá kúrú bì.
He said, at least let's solve one problem so it will be only your own that remains.
Olúwa ní ẹ jẹ́ ká bá àìní ẹnìkan pàdé kó jẹ́ pé àìní.
I called him back.
A sì gbé padà.
Gave him the 1,000.
Fún ní 1,000 naira.
Oh, you should see his joy.
A sì lè rí ayọ̀ rẹ̀.
While he was dancing, I was sad.
Nígbà tó ń jó, ìlú wa ní ìbànújẹ́.
I know you are a better Christian than myself.
Mo sì mọ̀ pé Christian yìí ń dájú tèmi lọ.
I'm a honest human being.
Mi máa ń sòótọ́ ọkọ mi ni.
But before that day was out.
Ṣùgbọ́n kí alẹ́ ọjọ́ náà tó lẹ́.
Somebody came all the way from Port Harcourt.
Ẹnìkan ti Port Harcourt wá.
And gave me 17,000 naira.
Wọ́n sì fún mi ní 17,000 naira.
When you sow, you reap.
Nígbà tí o bá kúrú gbìn, o kà á.
Somebody is going to sow tonight.
Ẹnìkan yóò kúrú gbìn ní àṣálẹ́ yìí.
And we reap before next month.
Yóò sì kórè rẹ̀ kí oṣù tó ń bọ̀ tó tó.
And then 2 Corinthians 9:6.
Kọ́rìntì kejì orí keje ẹ̀kẹsàn-án ẹsẹ̀ kẹfà.
2 Corinthians 9:6.
Kọ́rìntì kejì orí kẹsàn ẹsẹ̀ kẹfà.
Said, don't just sow bountifully.
Ó ní kí a má kọ̀ fúrúgbìn lásán. Ó ní ká fúrúgbìn lọ́pọ̀lọ́pọ̀.
Because he said, if you sow bountifully, you will reap how? Bountifully.
Ó ní tá a bá fúrúgbìn lọ́pọ̀lọ́pọ̀, àwọn sì ká kórè rẹ̀ lọ́pọ̀lọ́pọ̀.
Number 3.
Ìkẹta, kókó kẹta.
I've already taught you this last year.
A ti kọ́ wa ní èyí ní ọdún tó kọjá.
Load the clouds.
Ẹ ṣáà di òfurufú yín kú.
Ecclesiastes 11:3.
Ìwé àwọn oníwàásù ní kọ́kànlá ṣe kẹta.
Ecclesiastes 11:3.
Oníwàásù ní kọ́kànlá ṣe kẹta.
Says when the cloud is full of rain, then the water will drop to the ground.
Ọ̀ní nígbà tí ojú ọ̀run bá ṣúdùdù, ìgbà náà ni odò yóò bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí rọ̀.
And the reason why there's no rain in the desert.
Ìdí tí kò ṣe sí odò ní àwọn aṣálẹ̀.
It's because there's no water going up.
Nítorí wípé ìdí náà ni wípé oòrùn pápá òrí omi fà láti ìsàlẹ̀.
The reason there's plenty of rain in the delta areas.
Ìdí tí a ṣe ń rí ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ òjò ní àwọn ẹsẹ̀ odò.
It's because each time the sun breaks through, it takes up water from the ground into the cloud.
Ìdínà ni wípé ní gẹ́rẹ́ tí òun bá ti yọjọ́ bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí fa omi láti orí ilẹ̀ bọ́ sí orí òkúrufú.
If you don't load your cloud, there be no showers of blessing coming.
Tí a bá jẹ́ kí ojú ọ̀run wa kó ṣú dùdù, kò ní sí òjò ìbùkún.
And Ecclesiastes 11:6.
Ìwé oníwàásoríkọkẹlẹsẹ kẹfà bákan
náà. Ecclesiastes 11:6.
Oníwàásoríkọkẹlẹsẹ kẹfà.
Said keep loading the cloud.
Ó ní ká tẹ̀síwájú láti máa di ẹrù sí òfurufú.
Morning, afternoon, evening.
Ní òwúrọ̀, lọ́sàn-án, ní àṣálẹ́.
Because you don't know when the cloud will become full of rain.
Nítorí pé àwọn àkókò tí ojú ọ̀run yóò kún tó fún òjò láti rọ̀.
Keep on loading the cloud.
Tẹ̀síwájú láti bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí kún òfurufú pẹ̀lú.
Every time I find an opportunity to give, I rejoice.
Nígbàkúgbà tí mo ní àǹfààní láti fi sílẹ̀ fún Ọlọ́run máa ń yọ̀nu.
Because I know I am loading my cloud.
Nítorí pé mo mọ̀ wípé ṣé ni mo ń di ẹrù sí ojú òfurufú.
And I'm sure you know.
Mo sì dájú pé ẹ mọ̀.
That the word of God says.
Pé ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run sọ wípé.
The rain can beat the tree on one side and leave the other side dry.
Wípé òjò lè pa igi lẹ́gbẹ̀ẹ́ kan kó dá ẹ̀gbẹ́ kan sí.
I believe there be showers of blessing.
Mo gbàgbọ́ wípé òjò òkùnkùn yóò rọ̀.
On my head.
Lórí mi.
I didn't hear you.
Mi ò gbọ́ ti yín o.
Number four.
Kókó kẹrin.
This is an interesting thing.
Èyí jẹ́ ohun tí ó dùn mọ́ni.
I discovered something new in Malachi chapter 3:10.
Mo rí kankan tó ṣe tuntun nínú ìwé Malachi orí ìkẹta ẹsẹ̀ kẹwàá.
Now some of you know the passage and some of you don't like it at all.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ wa la mọ ẹsẹ̀ ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run yìí tá a sì fẹ́ràn rẹ̀.
Because it asks you to bring all your tithes into the house of God.
Nítorí pé ó sọ ní òun náà ló sọ fún ẹgbẹ́ ká ń gbogbo ìdámẹ́wàá wá sí ilé Ọlọ́run.
I was studying that passage.
Ṣé ni mo ń ṣe ìdálẹ́kọ̀ọ́ ní mo ń kẹ́kọ̀ọ́ nínú ẹsẹ̀ ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
One night.
Ní àṣálẹ́ ọjọ́ kan.
Around 3:30 a.m.
Ní kọjá aago mẹ́ta àbò òwúrọ̀.
As I was going around the camp and discussing with God.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí àdáàdì wa ṣe ń lọ ní ilẹ̀ ìpàgọ́ tó sì ń bá Ọlọ́run ṣe àjọrò.
Father, this Malachi 3:10.
Bí bàbá ọ̀rọ̀ Malachi orí kẹta ẹsẹ̀ kẹwàá yìí.
I know there is something there hidden.
Mo sì mọ̀ wípé kankan ṣì pamọ́ níbẹ̀.
You said if I bring all the tithes into the storehouse.
Ẹni tí ń bá mú gbogbo ìdámẹ́wàá wá sí ilé ìṣúra yín.
You open the windows of heaven.
Ẹ̀yin ó ṣí fèrèsé ọ̀run.
You pour in a blessing that there will not be enough room to receive.
Ẹ ó da ìbùkún òjò ìbùkún sílẹ̀ tí kò ní sí ààyè fún mi láti gbà.
Could you just give me in a sentence what is the actual meaning of this passage?
Ìpè ẹ̀yin Ọlọ́run ìbádára kẹ fún mi ní gbólóhùn kan ọ̀rọ̀ ìtumọ̀ nǹkan tó wà nínú ẹsẹ̀ ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
And daddy said.
Bàbá sì sọ wípé.
In the life of every man.
Ní inú ìgbésí ayé ẹni kọ̀ọ̀kan.
There is a dam. A dam.
Ẹ̀kú omi kan wà.
Adágún omi.
Adágún omi kan.
Containing nothing but blessings.
Èyí tí ó kún fún ohun kankan ohun gbogbo tó jẹ́ ìbùkún.
Tó jẹ́ kìkì ìbùkún ló wà
níbẹ̀. Ìbùkún ló wà níbẹ̀.
And there is only one way to break the dam.
Ọ̀nà kan ṣoṣo láti lè gbà láti lu omi yìí ìbùkún yìí jáde.
And that is by paying all your tithe.
Òun sì ni nípa sísan gbogbo ìdámẹ́wàá rẹ̀.
Number four, therefore, is what I call breaking the dam.
Ohun kókó kẹrin báyìí là ń sọ ní pé lílu àdágún náà.
There is a dam of blessing hanging over you.
Àdágún ìbùkún wà ní orí rẹ.
The kind of blessing that if the dam is broken, suddenly you find that there is not enough room in your house to contain it.
Ìbùkún tó pọ̀ tó bẹ́ẹ̀ gẹ́ tó jẹ́ pé tí a bá lè dalu yóò rọ̀ ní ọ lórí tó jẹ́ pé kò ní sí ìdíkan láti. Àti yóò lè gbà nínú ilé rẹ.
It is by bringing all, not half, not part of it, by bringing all the tithes into the house of God.
A dalu nípa mímú gbogbo ìdámẹ́wàá, kì í ṣe ìdajì, kì í ṣe ìdámẹ́ta nínú ìdámẹ́rin, gbogbo ìdámẹ́wàá wá sí ilé Ọlọ́run.
The addition to that one is found in 1 Kings 17.
Àfikún eléyìí la ó rí nínú àwọn ọba kìíní orí kẹtàdínlógún.
Verse 8-16. First Kings 17, verse 8 to 16. And what that one is saying is, begin with whatever you have left right now. Many people will say, when I get a big contract, I will begin to pay my tithe. If you don't pay your tithe when you have 10 naira, you are not going to pay when you have 10 million. Number 5. 2 Chronicles chapter 1. Verse 6 to 12. 2 Chronicles chapter 1. Verse 6 to 12. You must be willing to do the unusual.
Agbodo ni ife lati se ohun ti ko ti o saba awosi ni tosi lati ma ri.
For you to receive what is unusual from God.
Lati le gba ohun ti a ki tete ri ni awon Olorun.
Here we have Solomon.
Ni yi la ri Solomon
giving 1,000 burnt offerings.
Eni ti o fi egberun awon odo agutan se irubo.
And the Almighty God said,
Olorun ala yi so wipe,
I give you a blank check. Anything you want, put it in the check. And it's already cashed.
As it is all the way for.
God said, ask what I shall give you. Anything you want. And the man said, well, all I'm asking for is wisdom. God said, I will prove to you that I'm Jehovah El Shaddai. You ask for only one thing. That which you did not ask for, I will add. When you read 2 Chronicles chapter 9, verse 20 to 27, 2 Chronicles 9 verse 20 to 27, the Bible says, in the house or in the palace of Solomon, every vessel was gold. As for silver, silver was regarded as ordinary stone. During the reign of Solomon, silver became almost useless. It's like saying today that God so prospers you that you will tell your accountant, any money less than 100 naira note, I don't want to see.
₦50
and below, you and all the other employee, you can share.
₦100
notes, that's all I want to see. And that is going to happen to somebody here. You are not sure, that's why you can't say amen. In the kingdom of Solomon, because he did something, he gave God an unusual offering. God so prospered him that silver became like ordinary stone. The number 6, you must pray to God. What kind of prayer? Psalm 104. Verse 28. I'm going to read that one to you.
Okay, you see.
Psalm 104.
Verse 28.
It says that that thou givest them the gather. Thou openest thy hand, they are filled with good. When God opens his hands, it is then that anybody can have anything to gather. Your prayer will be, God, open your hands. Concerning Adeboye, open your hands. You know, among the Yorubas, when somebody is liberal, to who is always giving, they will say he has open hands. You are going to pray and say, God, open your hands concerning me. Because when God closes his hands, no matter how hard you struggle, nothing will happen. I mean, you know the story of the prodigal son. When he spent all that he had,
a riotous
living, and famine came, not a single fellow pitied him. Because God close his eyes. They could not even give him the food for pigs. Remember, God says, when I open a door, nobody can close it. When he shuts a door, nobody can open it. Now, so you're going to pray and say, God, open your hands over
me.
But then, of course, you know how to get him to open his hands. That's all the things we have been saying before. I've told you before, at least among people of my tribe, when an elder wants to receive something from a junior one, the junior will present the thing with two hands stretched forward. When an elder wants to give something to a younger one, the younger one will still stretch forth his two hands. So whether he's receiving or giving, he will stretch forth the two hands. In the same manner, whenever God wants to give you something, in order to cause you to stretch forth your hands, he will ask you to give him something first. So you take what you have and you are about to give it to him. He takes that away from you before you can withdraw your hands. He will put what he wants to put. May God put something precious in your hands tonight. Now, let me warn you before you pray that prayer. Because I prayed that prayer before, when I was a younger Christian, as a lecturer at the University of Lagos. God, open your hands over me.
Baba,
and I didn't know how he could do it anyway. I was a lecturer. The salary of a lecturer is fixed. But I prayed the prayer all the same.
As he got right back now.
And God began to open doors. I mean, my dean will call me and say, I want you to go and do such and such a thing for me. and money just kept coming.
Man, no worries. You are yawole.
So much so that what came in was much more than my salary. So when you ask him to open his hands, what he will do is that he will open doors. And it is now your duty to walk in. In other words, you must be prepared for hard work. Opportunities will come that will lead you to prosperity. Are you ready to walk? I didn't hear you. Because some of you think that the million will just come while you are sleeping. When he opens his hands, if you are a carpenter, it will be as if you are the only carpenter in town. Everybody will be looking for you. There is a work here. There's another work here. There's another job here. Before you finish one, another one is coming. That's the way it's going to happen. One of my sons is a tailor. So several years, he came to me when he had me teach like this several years ago. Daddy, you know I have no money.
And daddy, I'm
I can hardly feed myself. But I'm a good tailor. From now on, you buy the clothes, I will sew free. And I told him then, one day, somebody is going to ask you, are you not a tailor? Where do you get all this money from? And my God did what I said he would do. They asked him in the bank.
Oga.
You told us you are a tailor. This thing that is coming. Tailor. And he said to them, my daddy said so. There is somebody here tonight. One day. Very soon,
like,
the bank is going to ask you, where is this blessing coming from? And then you will pick the tape of tonight. I say, listen, I am not a magician. I'm not
419.
I heard the word of God. And I did it. And now today, you can see the result. Who will be the first one to have that one happen? Let me hear you shout hallelujah. And then finally, from where we started, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 11 to 14. Deuteronomy 8, 11 to 14. When prosperity comes, don't forget him. That's important. When prosperity comes, because it's going to come. Every one of you here tonight, prosperity is going to come. There are five things God asked me to do. And I'm going to do the five very quickly now. And after those five, whether the devil likes it or not, if you do all that I've told you, you can't escape prosperity. His word says clearly, if you will hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all that I've commanded you this day, he said, these blessings will follow and overtake you. In other words, the blessing will become so much that you will be running away from it. God, this is too much. And I don't want more. And God will say, keep running. Run as fast as you can. When you get to, blessing will be waiting. On the road, blessing will be there. When you sit down to eat, blessing will be there. Even when you are sleeping, you will be dreaming of blessing. But when that prosperity comes, when thou art eating and at full, when you have built beautiful houses and you dwell in them, when your flock, your house and your flock multiply, when your silver and gold had been multiplied, when everything you have had been multiplied, then make sure you don't forget God, who early this morning is taking you out of the land of poverty forever.
Do I hear you say
amen?
Yeah.
All right, now the first thing we are going to do, you will do it.
You're
going to pray. And if you like, you can pray it gently. You see, we are many here tonight. If you like, you can say, God, here Adeboye first, you can postpone my own till next year. That I'm a gentleman, I can't shout. Listen to those noise makers first. When you have settled their own, you can come back and see me. But if you are like me, tonight, for the next 2-3 minutes that I'm going to pray, you will open your mouth. And the prayer is simple. Lord, I am willing. I'm obedient. Open your hands over me. Open your hands over me. Let's stand up and cry to the Lord. Let's open our mouth and cry unto the Lord. Open your hands over me. Open your hands over me, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
I'm going to pray some violent prayers now. But before I begin the prayer, I want to encourage you that within yourself, you make up your mind that you're going to give God an unusual offering. I'm not talking of now. Just take up, decide about it, and you can bring it when you are coming next month. Right at the back, an unusual offer. Thank you, Father. Thank you. The first thing God asked me to do is that I should break the curse of poverty over you.
Oni wipe kanja a ide ide talaka ide oshi lu be saye wa.
And I want your amen to be loud and clear.
Afeki ade ide ola.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Some of us, some of us, because we robbed you of your tithes, or because we've done one thing wrong or the other, today, my Father, my God, I plead the blood of the Lamb. Over every child of God within my voice now. The blood that conquered
Satan,
let it conquer for us today in Jesus'
name.
Every curse, particularly that has to do with poverty, either pronounced by God or pronounced by man, upon anyone here tonight, I decree broken in Jesus' name. From this hour onward, every curse of poverty upon you,
Lori,
your family,
Lori,
your home,
Lori,
your church,
Lori,
I decree cancelled in Jesus' name. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name. Glory be to God. Number two. The Lord said there are some who have entered into a covenant with poverty. Some, the covenant was entered into for them by their parents. Because they were afraid of prosperity. They don't want their children to die, so they say, God, don't let them be rich so that they won't die. Now that covenant we want to cancel. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every covenant between these your children and poverty, I decree destroyed in Jesus. Whether they entered into the covenant knowingly or
unknowingly,
I decree today that every covenant with poverty be destroyed today in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory be to your name. The Lord said, there is someone here. You swallow the charm. They told you it will produce money. Instead, it has produced poverty. The Lord asked me to tell you, that charm is neutralized. Now, number three, the Lord asked me now to pronounce blessings on you. That where the curse had been, blessing will now replace it. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the glorious name of Jesus. I pronounce a special blessing of prosperity upon all your children on this country. In the mighty name of Jesus, you shall prosper. You shall prosper exceedingly. You shall prosper rapidly. You shall prosper permanently. So shall it be. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Number four. The Lord asked me to join those of you who want to do so in making a covenant with him for prosperity. And the covenant is simple. Father,
Baba,
prosper me, and I will serve
you.
Thank you. Prosper me, Lord, and I will serve you with the prosperity. Ramoko Sheka Ramongo Shata. The King of Ramoko Rundramama Sheki King of Ramakashato Ramakotoma. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Father,
Baba,
I'm in total agreement with all these your children. This morning, Lord, all of us here gathered, and all those who, because of one thing or the other, maybe their duty posts, are just hearing my voice now. We all agree with you, our Father and our God. If you prosper us, with that prosperity, we will serve you. This is our covenant with you. We will not serve the devil with the prosperity. We will serve you with our prosperity. Father,
Baba,
put a seal on it. From heaven, put a seal on it. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And then finally, Daddy said I should decree that you become multi-millionaires.
Baba ni ki pa la she wi pe e o di olowo ni egbegberu lona egberu ni yanturu.
Are you willing? I didn't hear your yes. Are you sure you are willing? Would you like to be the richest in the world? Are you sure? Will you be obedient? Will you obey God completely? In that case, Father,
Baba,
I stand before you today as your son.
Duro niwaju iloni gege bi omo yin.
As your representative.
Gege bi asoju eyin Olorun.
Before this congregation.
Niwaju ijo eniyan yin.
I stand this morning as your mouthpiece.
Duro ni owuro yi gege bi agbenuso yin.
Your word says, I will decree a thing and it will be established unto me. In a way that the world cannot understand. I hereby decree. Everyone here today. You shall be multi-millionaires. Beginning from today.
Lati onila,
poverty will be a stranger to you.
Oshiyodi ajeji si yi.
You,
eyi,
your children,
eyi, awon omo yi,
your children children,
awon omo yi,
shall always have more than sufficient. As many of your family as we serve the Lord.
Oh yeah, we be it you see Olorun
shall always be more time millionaires.
Oh yeah. Olorun yanduru ni gbogbo aye wa.
So shall it be.
Ben yori.
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 So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name. Let's give the Lord a big hand. Let's give the Lord a big hand. Hallelujah. Well, lay your hand on your own head. And say, I receive that. My head receives that. In the mighty name of Jesus. And then go and rejoice before the Lord. Just rejoice, praise Him, bless Him. Bless the name of the Almighty God. Magnify His holy name. Magnify His holy name. Say, I receive that. I receive that. Oh yes, I receive that. I receive that. Oh yes, I receive that in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Let somebody shout hallelujah.
And the Lord sent His word to heal them and deliver them from their destruction. Thank you for listening to today's message from Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. We believe you've been blessed. If you need this message on audio CD, please contact us on our USA address, 4307 Highway 90A, Stafford, Texas 77477, or call 281-936-1825. Or visit our Nigeria office, 129 Redemption Way, Ebutimeta, Lagos, Nigeria. Or call 0708-756-9132 or 281-936-1825. Remember, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.